Mildred smoothed the bedclothes. Montag felt his heart jump and jump again as she patted his pillow. Right now she was pulling at his shoulder to try to get him to move so she could take the pillow out and fix it nicely and put it back, and perhaps cry out and stare or simply reach down her hand and say, "What's this?" and hold up the hidden book with touching innocence. School is shortened, discipline relaxed, philosophies, histories, languages dropped, English and spelling gradually neglected, finally almost completely ignored. Life is immediate. The job counts. Pleasure lies all about after work. Why learn anything save pressing buttons, pulling switches, fitting nuts and bolts?
Let me fix your pillow, said Mildred.
No, whispered Montag. The zipper displaces the button, and a man lacks just that much time to think while dressing at dawn. A philosophical hour, and thus a melancholy hour.
Mildred said, here, get away, said Montag.
Life becomes one big pratfall, Montag. Everything bang, boff, and wow.
Wow, said Mildred, yanking at the pillow.
For God's sake, let me be, cried Montag passionately.
Beatty opened his eyes wide. Mildred's hand had frozen behind the pillow. Her fingers were tracing the book's outline, and as the shape became familiar, her face looked surprised and then stunned, her mouth open to ask a question.
Empty the theaters, save for clowns, and furnish the rooms with glass walls and pretty colors running up and down the walls like confetti or blood or sherry or sauterne. You like baseball, don't you, Montag?
Baseball's a fine game. Now Beatty was almost invisible, a voice somewhere behind a screen of smoke.
What's this? Asked Mildred, almost with delight.
Montag heaved back against her arms.
What's this here?
Sit down,
Montag shouted. She jumped away, her hands empty.
We're talking.
Beatty went on as if nothing had happened.
You like bowling, don't you, Montag?
Bowling, yes.
And golf?
Golf's a fine game.
Basketball?
A fine game.
Billiards, pool, football?
Fine games, all of them.
More sports for everyone. Group spirit. Fun. And you don't have to think, eh? Organize and organize and super organize super, super sports. More cartoons and books. More pictures. The mind drinks less and less. Impatience. Highways full of crowds going somewhere, 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 nowhere. The gasoline refugee. Towns turn into motels. People in nomadic surges from place to place, following the moon tides. Living tonight in the room where you slept this noon and I the night before.
Mildred went out of the room and slammed the door. The parlor aunts began to laugh at the parlor uncles.
Now let's take up the minorities in our civilization, shall we? Bigger the population, the more minorities. Don't step on the toes of the dog lovers, the cat lovers, doctors, lawyers, merchants, chiefs, Mormons, Baptists, Unitarians, second-generation Chinese, Swedes, Italians, Germans, Texans, Brooklynites, Irishmen, people from Oregon or Mexico. The people in this book, this play, this TV serial are not meant to represent any actual painters, cartographers, mechanics, anywhere. The bigger your market, Montag, the less you handle controversy. Remember that. All the minor minorities with their navels to be kept clean. Authors full of evil thoughts lock up your typewriters. They did. Magazines became a nice blend of vanilla tapioca. Books, so the damn snobbish critics said, were dishwater. No wonder books stopped selling, the critics said, but the public, knowing what it wanted, spinning happily, let the comic books survive. And the three-dimensional sex magazines, of course. There you have it, Montag. It didn't come from the government down. There was no dictum, no declaration, no censorship to start with, no. Technology, mass exploitation, and minority pressure carried the trick, thank God. Today, thanks to them, you can stay happy all the time. You're allowed to read comics, the good old confessions, or trade journals.
Yes, but what about the firemen, then? Asked Montag.
Ah!
Beatty leaned forward in the faint mist of smoke from his pipe.
What more easily explained and natural? With school turning out more runners, jumpers, racers, tinkerers, grabbers, snatchers, flyers, and swimmers instead of examiners, critics, knowers, and imaginative creators, the word intellectual, of course, became the swear word it deserved to be. You always dread the unfamiliar. Surely you remember the boy in your own school class who was exceptionally bright, did most of the reciting and answering while the others sat like so many leaden idols, hating him. And wasn't it this bright boy you selected for beatings and tortures after hours? Of course it was. We must all be alike. Not everyone born free and equal, as the Constitution says, but everyone made equal. Each man the image of every other. Then all are happy, for there are no mountains to make them cower, to judge themselves against. So, a book is a loaded gun in the house next door. Burn it. Take the shot from the weapon. Breach man's mind. Who knows who might be the target of the well-read man? Me? I won't stomach them for a minute. And so when houses were finally fireproof completely all over the world, you were correct in your assumption the other night. There was no longer need of firemen for the old purposes. They were given the new job as custodians of our peace of mind, the focus of our understandable and rightful dread of being inferior. Official censors, judges, and executors. That's you, Montag, and that's me.